Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Are you ready for another earnings season? Jim Awad at Plimsoll Mark Capital will join us with what you need to know.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Are you ready for another earnings season? Get ready. Here it comes. Coming up in the days ahead, Alcoa, Bank of America, Delta Airlines, Citigroup, Wells Fargo. Yes, you've heard those names before. They traditionally kick off earnings season. And let's bring in Jim Awad. He is the managing director at Plimsoll Mark Capital for some previews here. So, Jim, get out the crystal ball, peer into it, and tell us what you see for earnings season.
Okay, well, expectations are certainly very modest. Expectations are for earnings to be down, mostly because of oil, but actually down even ex-oil. That they're talking about down 6% total and 3% ex-oil. So the good news is that expectations are low. Virtually all but two industry groups are expected to be down. So you're not coming in with overly optimistic expectations. I think what's going to be very important is what the companies say when they report about forward-looking guidance. How does the first quarter look? How does 2016 look? The good news is that the dollar is down and oil is up, so those two headwinds should be diminishing. The bad news is that it looks like the economy really did slow down in the first quarter to about a 1% growth rate. So what are they going to say about forward-looking guidance in the second quarter and for the rest of 2016? So I would say my guess is that the numbers when they're reported will not be worse than expected, and that the signals going forward are very mixed. The good news and the bad news will net each other out. So I think when we get through the earnings season, they won't be bad enough to take stocks down and won't be good enough to take stocks up, and that after the season is over, we'll be selling in the markets exactly where we are today.
How much do you think we're going to hear about the overseas economy, whether Europe or Japan or China?
Well, I think we're going to hear a lot, because if we were just talking about the U.S., the news would be better than it's going to be. So I think they'll be talking about Japan being bad. We'll be hearing about Latin America being bad, but that we did get modest growth in Europe, maybe a 1% growth in their GNPs, and that the hope is that China will be stabilizing in terms of the deceleration of the growth rate.
Any bright spots that you see here potentially?
Well, the technology has the highest secular growth rate. Consumer non-durable is expected to be up modestly. So I think that those are the two better areas. And then, of course, commodity and oil will be the worst.
And all this comes as Wall Street has a nice rebound. I mean, the first few weeks of the year were extremely dismal, gloomy. Dark clouds, and now things have stabilized.
Well, things have stabilized because with signs that the U.S. economy is not going into a recession, there were fears about that. And also, when you had oil down in the mid-20s, people were afraid that the credit markets were going to freeze up around oil bankruptcies. So the markets are feeling a little bit better about the credit markets and oil defaults. And the markets are feeling a little bit better that although the U.S. slowed down to a 1% rate, it doesn't look like it's going to go negative. So the markets probably went down too much, but now that they've recovered and stocks are basically unchanged for the year, they're probably appropriately valued at 17 times earnings. You would need an acceleration in the U.S. economy from here in terms of economic growth and profit growth to take stock prices materially higher, and I don't think that's in the cards. The market's selling where it should be.
The S&P 500 has surged in the last few weeks and is roughly flat for the year. Where do we see things going if earnings season isn't that bright?
I think that you're going to have a lot of volatility, a lot of mood swings, and that we'll end up the year statistically very close to where we are today.
He's Jim Awad from Plimsoll Mark Capital joining us to help preview the upcoming earnings season. It's here, folks. Yes, it's here. Jim, thank you very much for your time.
Always my pleasure.
And for all the very latest on our podcast, head to Twitter and follow us at WSJ Podcasts. I'm John Wardock. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.